and you are listening to the Texas Standard. What's been called the Lone Star State's Red Rural Wall has helped Republicans dominate statewide elections for decades. Democratic candidates like Beto O'Rourke and Mike Collier did come close to unseating their Republican opponents in 2018. But as the Texas Standard's Jill Ament reports, Democratic organizers in the state say if their party is ever going to turn Texas blue, they're going to have to take rural voters more seriously.
In a picnic area behind Storm's Drive-In Burger Joint in the Texas Hill Country town of Lampasas, Lieutenant Governor candidate Mike Collier is trying to fire up fellow Democrats at a campaign meet and greet. But the crowd is small, and Collier faces long odds. Democrats don't get elected in Ruby Red Lampasas County. Just ask Clayton Tucker. He's a 30-year-old rancher and aspiring Democratic politician.
So, I mean, it's important to show that we are here, we are present, we ain't scared of no one. And that we are going to get mobilized. We're going to start turning these areas and just chipping away at that red wall in Texas that's holding us back right now. And
Texas Democrats know they can count on support in the state's fast-growing cities as they begin their 2022 campaigns for statewide offices from governor to comptroller. But they see increasing their share of votes in largely Republican rural counties as a key part of their strategy to win for the first time in three decades. Here's Mike Collier at a campaign stop in San Angelo.
I consider statewide leaders in Texas, both parties, tend to focus only on five or six big counties because you do the math and you say, well, that's where all the votes are. But I just don't think that's right.
Collier is hoping the groundwork he laid in 2018 will help him with rural voters in 2022.
You know, we all know how big Texas is, and I knew that there was no question that running more than once was absolutely essential to success.
Collier's meet and greet in Lampasas was one of more than 60 public and private events he's held since announcing his candidacy on October 4th. He's been going to predominantly Republican and rural parts of the state, such as Amarillo, Midland, Odessa, Lubbock, and San Angelo. These cities are hubs for counties with a large number of rural constituents.
I mean, maybe they're taking them more seriously, but that's not necessarily a compliment because Democrats for a long time completely ignored them.
That's Harold Cook. He's a longtime Texas Democratic strategist. Cook says courting rural voters is not something the state Democratic Party has embraced in the past.
Well, you just can't get creamed in the rural counties and expect that you're going to win anything statewide.
Cook also points to Beto O'Rourke's performance in 2018. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz defeated O'Rourke, a former member of Congress from El Paso, by a margin of 3 percentage points.
Everybody's well aware that if Beto had done better in the rural areas, Beto's new first name would be Senator.
O'Rourke's considering running for governor in 2022, but has yet to make an announcement. In 2018, he lost to Cruz by roughly 220,000 votes. Collier lost to Patrick by about 400,000 votes. Cook says it was the strength of rural voters that kept O'Rourke and Collier from winning.
Democrats have been gaining everywhere else in Texas for several election cycles, and if anything, they have lost ground among rural voters.
Democrats have been making gains the past several presidential election cycles in urban and suburban districts in Texas. But in many rural parts of the state, they're way behind Republicans. Take some of the counties where Collier has been campaigning in. In Midland and Ector counties, both parties have seen their votes increase in each of the past four presidential elections. But Republican vote totals grew at a faster rate. Republicans also gained ground in the counties that are home to San Angelo and Amarillo.
Hello. Good morning.
West Texas Democratic organizer and San Angelo lawyer John Mark Hoag says if they want to win over rural voters, Democrats must be serious about the very real issues rural Texans are facing right now.
Hospital closures, rural hospital closures, the lack of Medicaid expansion, problems with public education, lack of health care, economic development, job opportunities, all those sorts of things.
University of Houston political science professor Brandon Rodinghouse thinks now is the time for Democrats to capitalize on these bread and butter issues, especially after Governor Greg Abbott and the Republican-controlled legislature prioritized more divisive issues such as abortion, transgender athletes, and access to elections. Rodinghouse says declining poll numbers for Abbott and Patrick show they are vulnerable.
The more they are ignoring some of the day-to-day problematic things that come up for a lot of rural residents, it creates this widening disconnect, which may make it look like the Republicans are just out of step.
But longtime Republican strategists such as Ray Sullivan see those same issues as winners for Republican candidates in rural areas.
I think the social issues that were addressed by the Texas legislators certainly resonate and I think are generally supported by most Republicans, especially those in more rural, smaller parts of the state.
Sullivan says that if Democrats want to court rural voters, they need to take tougher positions on border security and immigration, plus show support for the oil and gas industry, a large job creator, at least in rural West Texas.
We've seen some challenges for Republicans in suburbia, but in most of the state, in certainly smaller towns, smaller counties, they tend to be in lockstep with the priorities that local voters have.
Rodinghouse with the University of Houston also notes that Democrats risk turning off rural voters with positions that are seen as too liberal by conservative voters. He pointed to O'Rourke's gun control plan from the 2022 presidential race.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Meanwhile, in San Angelo,
there's a pretty good, I don't know how, if I should say this on the radio, but there's a pretty good bull detector out in rural areas. And they'll see through that if you're not genuine to yourself.
John Mark Hogue says Democratic candidates must put in the work to gain rural votes. He says he's seen and heard a lot from Mike Collier since he ran in 2018, but he doesn't know much about Collier's Democratic primary opponent, Matthew Dowd.
Just putting on a pair of cowboy boots and coming out here once or twice is not going to get you the kind of votes that you need. It's showing up year after year after year. So West Texas and rural Texas is a different kind of politics than in an urban area. It's really about relationships.
In San Angelo, I'm Jill Ament for the Texas Standard.
This story was produced in collaboration with Reporting Texas, an online publication out of the University of Texas at Austin's Graduate School of Journalism and Media.